What is up, boys and girls, and everything in between? It's Bear with us. I am Matt. She is Leah. Leah, how are you, my dear?
I'm great.
I don't believe you.
It's beautiful out. It's been a beautiful week, beautiful weather. I'm happy. We go for walks. It's just been a great week.
You feel very, what's the opposite of energetic this morning? Lethargic?
I'm just a little tired, but I'm great. I'm in a good mood. I'm just a little tired. I've been busting my butt working out and cleaning the house and getting things in order around the house and the yard. I've been landscaping. It's just been a busy week, and I'm a little tired is all.
Being but Martha Stewart is exhausting.
I'm Martha Stewart. Who's a good gardener? Or I guess she's a good gardener.
Yeah, she's like all of the above, yeah. Which is why that was my go-to, yeah. Because I'm not well-versed in television homemaking personalities.
Yeah. I've been very busy. Busy week. How are you?
I'm reasonably well-caffeinated, somewhat well-rested. I feel okay. I'm excited to dive into the Bear With Us mailbag today, which we decided last week is what we would dedicate this week to. We're back in the swing of things. We've covered the honeymoon. We have covered the wedding. All pertinent stories have been acknowledged to the best of our recollection and ability. And now it's time to get back to business, to why we did this to begin with.
Every week we get one question in or something like that because we go so long. So we have so many questions that we have not addressed. We have updates.
Because Leah told me yesterday that when she listens back to Bear With Us, all she hears is me rambling and pontificating for long periods of time and that she must interrupt me. It is her only option to have her voice heard.
It's true. When I was watching, I edit the videos to like put on social media and I go through to try to figure out which clips we should put on. And it's like, I'm sitting there and I get re-mad. I get mad again.
Re-mad.
Re-mad. I get re-mad. Re-angered. Re-triggered watching it. Because it's like when we get in our little spats here in the studio and then I'm watching at home trying to edit the clips and I'm like, oh my God, shut up. He doesn't stop talking. No wonder I have to interrupt.
It's not that I don't stop talking because I don't want to stop talking. But in this day and age, I have been burned so many times by things taken out of context, especially when it comes to the internet. And that's basically where Bear With Us exists. So people will take one little bit that I say. Case in point, why we have this podcast to begin with. My panda bear analogy that I made as a joke on Instagram, taken out of context, was outrageous and crazy and hilarious. I'm not mad about it. It led us to ultimately to something good. But when I'm explaining myself to you or trying to give context to a listener who sent in a question, I feel like I have to cover all potential bases and rebuttals, especially when it's somebody who's not sitting in front of me. Like you and I, we can go back and forth. But if somebody asks a question, I have to cover all the bases. I know that I don't have to do that, but it's a feeling that I have in me just because I'm so tired of people latching on to one little bit of what is said or one soundbite without context, and then it changes the entirety of the answer and the meaning of things. That's like a societal problem now. People don't read articles, they read headlines. So I'm just trying to prevent myself any further headaches. And if that provides you with a headache so that I can fully explain myself, it's a cross I'm willing
understand?
To bear.
So if I don't interrupt or if I don't ask a question or if I don't say something, literally the entire podcast will be you just talking. The whole time.
I've got a lot to say.
You just talking. And then if I don't say anything or if I don't say, oh, but then, or I interrupt or with like have an idea, it'll be an hour of you just talking. And it's not just on this podcast. It's when we hang out.
Again, I'm telling you, this is a real
like
life.
Out and you've told me, oh, well, because I have to over explain myself. And it's like, no, you don't.
Not to you. I don't.
No, but we've had this discussion several times where I'm like, babe, I promise you I'm not a moron. Like, I understand what you mean. You say one thing and I'm like, yeah, okay. And you're like, no, because I mean it like this, this. And I'm like, I totally understand what you're saying. Completely understand. And most of the time agree. Sometimes I don't, but I understand what you're saying. And you're like trying to explain to me as if I'm like a 5-year old.
Well, no, you're the exception, not the rule. I am used to dealing with idiots.
Yeah, but why do you still over-explain
it? Because I'm just used to it. I that's just what I do now. It's like, okay, if I have to explain something, I am fully prepared at the beginning of the conversation to over-explain it, to mansplain it, to whatever sort of splaining you want me to do, I'm prepared. Because I'm so used to saying something, because I look at the world a bit differently than a lot of people, and if I say something, people take it the wrong way, or people don't understand exactly what I'm trying to convey. So I am used to trying, and maybe it's on me. Maybe I'm just not a great communicator. Maybe people that listen to me don't listen actively enough.
Well, it's hard to actively listen for an hour at a time, you know?
Okay. Well, we don't have to listen to me anymore. What's in the mailbag?
I'm trying to think, what did we do this week? Do we have anything to chat about?
You're I went to work. Master. You made TikTok
videos. You're a
grill
master. Okay, first of all, I made one TikTok video, and that's as if
I'm making a joke.
You are. That's rude. I went to work. You made TikTok videos. That's rude. That's a rude thing to say.
It was a joke because I was I posted it on your freaking Instagram. The same joke.
But that's rude.
Okay.
I went to work, and you made TikTok videos. That's like a little like you're diminishing me. It's a little dismissive. It's rude. That'd okay. be like me saying, I did all of this and you picked your nose. That's what it would be like. That's the equivalent.
Yeah, I mean, picking your nose and making TikTok videos are kind of like 1 and 1A. They're both equally as like.
You're really annoying me today.
I can tell. You've been annoyed since I came down the stairs this morning and I still haven't figured out why. That's why I'm trying to rush us into the mail. I haven't even done anything. I've been awake for 2 hours. I got out of bed, got dressed, hung out with my son, fixed his baseball bat, and then we came to the studio. I haven't even talked to you enough to annoy you.
Yeah, because I'm avoiding you because you're annoying
great.
Me.
Great. Well, good. Let's get through this. Let's get through the mailbag, and then you can go your separate ways.
Does anyone else out there ever just get annoyed by your partner just like when they look at you a certain way and you're like, ugh, you're annoying? Does that ever happen? That has to happen to you with me. Like, if I do something wrong or I do something right and you're like, oh, my God, she's annoying. That has to happen.
Okay.
Don't you think?
No, if you say so. While you're derailing this, we're not going to get into the mailbag because you're rapidly approaching another, like, last week. We're going to have an in-depth discussion about this, that, and the other thing.
There's
about
nothing
what's going
to talk
on.
About. It's just, I don't know. You're like, you annoyed me with the TikTok comment. So now I'm, like, annoyed by you.
Because it's TikTok and it's dumb. I am standing here,
you
sitting here,
standing by it. You also made fun of me for posting photos on social media of like me in like a cute bikini or me
no,
in a...
No, I never make fun of you.
Yeah, you're okay. Like, oh, Miss Instagram. But now look at you posting photos of you in your cute outfits on Instagram.
Nobody's seen my butt cheeks.
Okay, no one's seen my butt cheeks.
Okay. Anyway, what's in the mailbag?
Okay, guys, we have a full mailbag episode today.
But before we get there, I'm going to cut you off because this is what I wanted to do before this conversation started devolving. And shout out to RecTech who provided the new grill. They are not sponsors. This is something we are doing of our own volition because I am obsessed with the new grill that Leah helped me obtain as a after-the-wedding gift and a pre-summer
Wife of the Year award.
I mean, that's pretty much the only reason I haven't dumped you today. Because you got me this lovely grill, and it is amazing,
yeah,
and I've put it to good
master.
Use. And can you at least publicly admit that after 3 years of skepticism, because I've only grilled for you like 2 or 3 times because we used to have to go to the roof of the building,
yeah.
When I finally had a kitchen at my disposal that I could walk to the grill and back into the kitchen and prepare things and have everything that I could possibly need in front of me, I made some pretty goddamn good food this week.
Okay, so here's the thing. Matt has been telling me for years that he is a master at the grill, right? He made a few things when we were living in our apartment, like you said, on our roof. So it was hard to, you know, we'd have to bring everything up. It's a little annoying. But we got this grill. And this grill, you guys, is bigger than the studio. This thing is massive. It's insane. But you've made steaks on it first. And I was a little skeptical because they were not great.
They weren't great steaks. They weren't cuts of meat. And it was the first time I'd ever used this type of grill.
Yes. And so I was like, okay. And I'm trying to be nice. I'm like, oh, babe, you know, it's good. But in my head, I'm like, oh, my God. Like, if he's talking about he's a grill master, like, I don't know about this. And then this week he made, I will fully admit, the best burger I've ever had in my entire life. It was so good. There was nothing fancy to it. It's not like we had all these crazy toppings or seasonings or anything like that. It was the best burger I ever had. And I want another one. Can you make more this weekend?
Not for you. What's in the mailbag?
Oh, I hate you. This is what happens. I said you're annoying and now you're mad at me.
I'm not mad at you. I'm just trying to get to the business at hand because we haven't been able to do it for the last five episodes. So the people are waiting. They want their questions answered.
Bow-bow. I have to do like a special episode or special rendition of the song. Let's see. How should I do it? Here's the mail. It never fails. Makes me want to wag my tail. When it comes, I want to wail. Mail! Was that good?
No.
All right, guys. I am so excited. Mailbag episode. We have so many good questions. Here we go. Question number one, honey. Hi, Matt and Leah. I've recently got into using dating apps. I've been talking to this guy for 3 weeks now. I really enjoy talking to him, and he has expressed how he enjoys talking to me as well. He has also expressed how he would like to meet and go out on a date. I'm so nervous for a first date. I don't want for things to get awkward when we meet. So my question is, any tips on how to get over being nervous for a first date or for things to not get awkward? Let's see. Well, I mean, you have to eventually go on a date, right? You can't just be talking to this person on the phone the entire time. You can't just be texting. So I would say you just have to bring your best self forward. How you've been communicating via text. I mean, things obviously can get misconstrued via text or in messages. So when you meet this person in real life, it might be completely different or it might just be perfect how you've been communicating. So you don't know until you go and try, and you have nothing to lose. Just go try it out. I mean, worst case scenario, you don't hit it off and you find someone else. So I don't think you have to worry about it too much. Just put yourself out there and just live your best life. You know, you have nothing to lose.
I've never used a dating app, so I don't know what it's like to be in this particular situation. I don't think I've ever been on a blind date. I've been sort of blind, but like amongst other friends. Like I remember in high school and shortly after, like, oh, my friend's dating this girl. She's going to bring her friend.
That's the worst.
Yeah. Well, but there's always that comfort level of having like your friends or your people that you know. So if your potential partner doesn't work out, at least you're not left hanging and bored to tears and just kind of in a funky situation. You have your friends that you know. But I think, I would agree with Leah. Just be you, be yourself. And it should have already happened by now to where I would say this, if you have only been talking for a short period of time, let it get to a point where you guys have something to connect on. Not just, hey, you're cute. Oh, you're hot. Oh, you go to this place. I go to that place. You've been to this city. Oh, I like that. Like, wait till you connect on something tangible or at least feel like you could and then do the meeting because everything else is surface level. It'd be like saying, oh, I'm going to scroll through Facebook and click on somebody and I'm going to go on a date with that person based on how they look. And I know that's how dating apps often work, but I mean, how many times have you been on dates in your life? Not because of the dating app, but just dates in general where you're like, oh, this person, once I got past like the initial, oh, they're really attractive. There's just nothing going on there.
Yeah.
And it happens a lot. So I would wait. I would almost draw things out a little bit if you can handle it.
Yeah. Longer than 3 weeks.
We don't have obviously full context of maybe they are already in depth and know each other's ins and outs and they know everything about each other, in which case, pull the trigger. You could have done that already. But generally speaking, if you don't know enough, to me, it just seems, and again, it doesn't mean you have to know each and everything about the person, but have something to connect on, whether that be like a shared love of movies or a certain type of entertainment or a sport, or you guys are both have a similar background, have something that you can talk about beyond what's your favorite color? What's your favorite restaurant? How many boyfriends have you had? Whatever the past is. Yeah. But Leah ultimately, I think, was right. Just be you.
Yeah, I mean, you have nothing to lose. I would say no matter what, always go to a public place. You never meet up at someone's house, you know. I think it would be a good idea to get my sister on here because she met her boyfriend on a dating app.
That's true.
And they only chatted for like a few days, I think. And then they went on a date. And so my thing is when you go on a blind date or something, like if you're not getting set up by someone you know, it is a little intimidating because you don't know anyone that knows this person. And that was my biggest hang up with Brie going on a date with her now boyfriend, who she lives with, by the way. So it's obviously successful. They're doing well and they hit it off really great. But
they listen to our podcast every week. That's the primary reason that they have succeeded to such this level.
But my big thing was, I'm like, you're going on a date with this guy and no one you know knows him. So like, you don't have any connection with him. You don't know anyone that knows, oh, they can vouch for him. He's a good guy or he's a, you know, he's going to be safe or, you know, especially nowadays, I get so worried with dating apps. You just never know who you're talking to when you're on there. So I would say for sure, go somewhere public. Don't go home with them. Don't let them come to your house. You want to make sure you're doing it in a safe way. And that way, if it doesn't work out, you don't have to worry about this person like stalking you or coming to your home or anything like that. Give it a few dates before you let them, you know, come to your house or you go to their house.
And it's always common to put your best foot forward, or as Leah said, put your best self out there, live your best life. That's all well and good, but be cautious in the early dates of any relationship to not portray yourself as something that you are not or something that you cannot keep up. Because while that may work on a dating app where you need to make yourself sound interesting in one paragraph and a snapshot, you need to make sure it's something you maintain and you are your authentic self, because most people will see through some bullshit really, really quickly if you portray yourself as this successful person or I'm this, you know, adventurous, free spirit and I love the wild, and then you just sit in your cubicle 70 hours a week and have no personality, you're going to let somebody down. So be as authentic to yourself as you can be.
That's a really good point, because it's always easy, like you said in the very beginning, to be someone that you wish you were, like you're putting your best self forward. But like, how do you maintain that like 6 months in?
You're right,
like,
you can't.
Actually, now they know you're a liar, or now you have to live up this facade. Like, you just be yourself. And if they don't like you and you don't like them and it's not like you're not meshing, then they're not for you. Just be you. And of course, I mean, we all want to like be a little bit better in the beginning, but that's such a good point. Be yourself.
It's the only kind I make.
Question number two, honey. Hi, Matt and Liam. So my boyfriend of almost 2 years broke up with me via text.
Boo! Woo!
I was open about my need for communication and let him know that I just wanted to know that he was thinking of me. He didn't say much. The next day I got a text. We were going to move in together, but it's clearly a good thing I didn't move in. How do you handle breakups? This is my first breakup where I didn't start the conversation or come to the same conclusion with my partner. I am having a real tough time and would love some advice. Thanks in advance. Love the both of you. Oh my goodness, that's really.
Yeah, the text message thing, that's a bad move.
Yeah.
Like, especially if you've got some sort of actual relationship. It's one thing to ghost somebody after a date that didn't go wrong, but if you guys are in a thing to the point where you're about to move in together, and all you get is a text message, I understand, and I'm not proud of it, but I think that over the course of our relationship, speaking of Leah and I've gotten, it's a lot more comfortable to address uncomfortable issues via text message. Like, there's that veil, it's not anonymity, but like, it's easier to say, hey, this thing that you did really pissed me off, but say it via text message because it's non-confrontational. But
I
in
hate
the
that,
in,
though.
Well, obviously,
because then things get misconstrued.
I agree. I'm not saying it's the right thing to do. I'm just saying that I personally have felt at times like it's more comfortable to have an uncomfortable conversation via text message. That said, it's not the right move.
No.
I'm not justifying it. I'm just saying, like, as a dude, I don't want to, hey, I don't hate this girl. She didn't break my heart. I'm not mad at her, but I'm just going to send her a text message rather than avoiding the fight or the it's not the mature move to do. I don't agree with it. I'm not condoning it.
Yeah, I would not agree with this. If you're someone that has an issue with your partner, make sure you're doing it in person, face-to-face.
I never agree with it. I'm saying I've found it easy in the past, even in the early parts of our relationship, where it was like, I don't want to risk a fight, or I think this might come across wrong or weird. So I completely agree with you. Do it in person. And the fact that he broke off an actual relationship via text message sucks.
Well, and to me, that is maybe a sign that you guys weren't maybe on the same page. Maybe you thought you were ready to move in, and he's like, no, 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 like, I'm not. And I think as women, sometimes we're guilty of romanticizing our relationships and feeling like they're a certain way, but like maybe to the dude, they're like, oh, I'm not that serious. Or maybe vice versa. I don't know if it's just men or women, regardless. But I think obviously it was not that serious of a relationship if he's breaking up with you via text message. And you need to know that you deserve better than that, especially if you're asking him that you need communication for him. You need him to communicate his feelings and how, you know, things are going with you, and he's not doing that, then that's not the guy for you, and you'll find someone who will be willing to do that. But I will say, man, I mean, it took you a long time to communicate your feelings and be able to feel comfortable with that. Like, for a long time, I'd just be, like, guessing how you're feeling or not sure, because a lot of times guys have issues with communicating how they're feeling, if they're feeling anything other than happy. Would you agree?
Yeah, for sure. And I'm not a confrontational type. Generally, I would rather avoid a confrontation, yeah, particularly with my partner,
yeah,
than have a long, drawn out, uncomfortable conversation. But sometimes it needs to happen.
Yeah.
And obviously, and to your point, yeah, maybe it just wasn't right. Maybe it was more right in your mind than it was in his. And maybe he was like, oh yeah, this is nothing. I'm just going to text her. And
right.
And that doesn't make you less than. It doesn't mean he is right. It's just, that's why we preach ad nauseum here: honesty, communication, and sex.
Yeah.
Communication is key above all. I mean, honesty and they're one and 1A on that scale.
Well, and being honest with your partner, but also being honest with yourself and knowing, like, okay, was this the right situation for me to be in? Was this the right guy for me? Like, maybe you thought it was, but if you really sit down and think about it, this guy's breaking up with you via text message. You have to sit down and do some thinking and some reevaluating. Like, wait, why was I with this guy? Like, this guy is not for me. This is not what I deserve. I deserve more. I deserve better. And that should help you get through this breakup. It's always when you go through a breakup, it always is. And you always think, I'll never find someone like them. I never will. And I know it's always, well, my situation's different than yours. I promise. Like, I know I'll never find someone. You will. I promise you will, and you'll find someone that will treat you the way you deserve to be treated and will give you the things that you need. And I promise it will all work out. Preach! Should we do a little update before we get into the next one? Yeah, I'm all for the
updates. It makes me happy when we get updates that are positive. I don't think we've got any negative updates. Nobody's life...
Well, obviously, if
our advice made anybody's life worse, the last thing they're probably thinking of doing is emailing us anything.
Yeah, right. They're going to, like, rip us a new asshole.
I know we've saved a few relationships. We've helped a few people out. But I wonder if we've actually unintentionally destroyed anything where people were like, well, the people from WWE told us what we should do. And we just went, oh, yeah, sorry, well, thanks.
We always preface it with saying we're not qualified to give any of this advice.
We are unqualified, and it's your fault for listening to us.
Apologize in advance, everybody. Okay, here's an update for you. Congratulations on the big day. Great to see the pictures and friends saying what a great day it was.
I'm talking about the day I got my grill.
Yes.
Yes.
It's all what about a great the grill.
Day
that was.
What a great day.
Is that how it goes?
I don't know. What was happening?
It's all up in my grill. You know that song?
Is that like a Paul Wall
Nelly,
song?
Isn't it Nelly Grills?
Yeah.
Call the jewelry store, tell them, make me a grill.
Yeah, I think Paul Wall was involved in there. And I only know that because I worked for that guy one time when he did security. I did security for Paul Wall in Pittsburgh, and he sold grills at his merch table.
I went and saw Beyonce in Houston, in her hometown, with Trinity, and Paul Wall opened. We're like, Paul Wall is here? What are the odds Paul Wall's opening for Beyonce? Anyway, one of the best concerts I've ever been to. Anywho, you may recall the guy.
Call the jewelry store, tell him, make me a grill.
That's okay. What I just said.
Yeah. I didn't hear you.
Call
you
the
mumbled.
Jewelry store, tell him, make me a grill.
You were speaking with your grill. Southern gangster twang. What's happening to you right now?
Grill. That's me.
You know, they can see this on YouTube now.
Okay. What would you do if I got a grill?
Probably laugh at you.
I want like a leopard print girl. Do you think
that would look
that
terrible? Because it would look like you're missing like every other tooth.
I think it'd be dope. Okay, anyway, can I get to this update here? You may recall the guy who wanted help how to meet people in a pandemic, not on social media, then met a lady while at a dog meetup. I do remember
this. I do recall
this.
The dog park.
Yes. Well, an update. 4 months in now, and we are officially boyfriend and girlfriend. Both of us have met the other's children, and we now have bought a year of date cards to create memories with. So to add to all the positive vibes, I just wanted to say thank you and that the pod is very much appreciated and worth the effort you put in. Wow, that's
hell yeah.
Amazing.
Well, congratulations. 4 months in, that's pretty awesome.
And they met each other's kids.
Yeah,
that's
very
good.
Cool. I like the date
family.
Cards. Yeah. I appreciate this, and I want to dive into this a little bit. You and I have our routines. Everybody has their routines, their things they do, that their places they go to kind of keep. I love that one of them took the initiative to, obviously, they had to go to a store or find it online, like date cards. If you're not the most creative person in the world, or you don't have an eye for romance, or you may not think like, oh, I know the cool spots in town to go, or I have all these great ideas, there is nothing wrong with getting a little help from something like that. Like, I think that's really, really cool that, you know, we get emails a lot about, like, oh, well, you know, we're bored, we're in a lull, like, something as simple as you know, date cards, like suggestions, like,
is
hey,
that what that,
yeah,
that
I think that's
is?
What he means. Okay. Or like, you know, you get a stack of them and it's like, hey, tonight go for a walk by the river in the moonlight, or just like simple stuff. Or maybe they're completely filthy and dirty, which if that's the case, send me a link, dude. But you know how they have those dice, like sex dice, right?
Yeah.
You see it every Spencer's Gifts where you roll and it's like, kiss.
Lick the nipple.
Right. I was going to keep it a little more PG.
Press your breasts against his back for 15 seconds.
Oh,
remember that?
This is going to sidetrack us completely, but kind of to the same point.
Yes.
During the pandemic.
Yes, we're so bored.
Bored out of our minds. There was nothing to do, no options, and there was an app, I think, that we found that was like a sexy couples app, like sexy games for couples. Same exact mentality. Like, hey, just some different ideas. We do this.
Yeah.
It was the lamest goddamn app I've ever experienced in my life.
But boy, did we play it because we were so bored.
We sure did. And I'm pretty sure the first like physical challenge, or it may have been a truth or dare type situation, was for Leah to put her boobs on my back. Her bare boobs on my bare back. And just hold them for like 45 seconds or some really stupid. And it was like, there was no motion there. It was just like.
I just stood there. I'm like, okay, now what?
And I'm questioning, like, wait, am I doing something wrong? Like, am I supposed to be turned on by this? Because this is just weird. Like, it was not hot in any way, shape, or form. And then, like, they just got progressively
weirder,
less cool.
Yeah.
Like, I was like,
was
okay,
like,
well.
Tickle for 15 seconds.
Yeah.
Tickle her armpit. It was like,
put your tongue in her nostril for 9 seconds.
Yeah, like, put your elbow on his Adam's apple. I'm like, okay.
That was my request.
It was kind of like Twister.
I was into that. No. No, but anyway, hats off. All I'm saying to the person who sent the email, like to do something like that just to change it up. Like there's no shame in that. I think that's really cool that when you recognize that you may have a shortcoming in some capacity, address it. That's why these things exist. Like use them. I don't know why. I think that's when we were talking about, you know, sex toys initially, breaking the stigma of that. Obviously it's a lot more threatening to purchase a double donger than it is a stack of date cards. But the point is all the same. It's to enhance your relationship and use the available tools. So congratulations. Here's to 4 to 12 to 16 more successful months.
Congratulations.
And then some.
Love that for you guys. Question number 3.
You basically have one more question before you lose track. I'm calling it right now.
This is a lengthy one, so bear with me here.
That's what she said.
No pun intended.
What the hell is wrong with you?
I feel like we're back on track now. I'm not annoyed by you anymore.
I don't know what. I haven't done anything annoying at all today. At all.
That you
it's
think.
Not possible.
How do you not know? Like, how do you know if you're annoying? You don't.
Because
sometimes
I have not done
an idea if you're
anything.
Annoying. Yeah, but sometimes you know when your like wife or your husband or wife just like breathes the wrong way and you're like, oh my God.
No, that seems to be a one-sided issue that's been taking place a lot this week. All the way back to the last time we recorded.
Oh,
I'm just here
please.
Still in Maui vibes, Matt,
I know,
laid
really
back.
Are. I'm proud
not
of you for that.
Causing any drama, not
I'm
stressing
not
out.
I'm not annoyed anymore. It was just like a brief 10-minute period.
You
That's
suck.
All.
What else?
Anyway, I love you. Uh-huh. Can I have a kiss?
No.
Please.
No. I'm making them wait. No, you got to make it all the way to the end of the podcast. I might break up with you by the time we're done recording. I don't know.
Great. We're back on track here.
You got to watch YouTube to see what just happened.
All right. This is lengthy.
It's a YouTube exclusive. She just stood up and put her bare boobs on my back for
Babe.
15 seconds. And I've never been less turned on.
So weird. Who does that? Okay. I wonder what our pets were thinking. They're probably like, what the f*** is happening? Anyway. Matt and Leah. My wife and I recently had our first child last May. Since then, I could count on my one hand the amount of times we've had sex. Since knowing my wife, have we done this one before? I don't know if we've done this one. If we have, I don't remember. It sounds a little familiar. Since knowing my wife, she never masturbates, does not watch porn, and seemingly is never thrown off by not having a sex life. I don't think we've done this one.
No, I'm pretty sure I would have remembered this one.
Yeah. The troubling part of this is that when we first were together several years ago, we had a very healthy relationship in the bedroom. When I bring this up to her, it usually leads to how she feels about her body. Oh, we did do this one. Or if not, we did something very similar because we talked about how he doesn't realize like how she feels about her body, I think. But we'll keep going. She doesn't like the way she looks. She says she feels fat and generally does not ever seem in the mood. I'm at the point now where I have lost my drive to be romantic or flirty when trying to bring up having sex. For example, last week I just asked her point blank, want to have sex? I know the answer will be no, which then kills my self-esteem. She tells me she's still sexually attracted to me and the rest of our marriage is great. We get along so well, but as both of you know, sex is a huge part of a relationship and ours is seemingly dead and gone. My next step is marriage counseling, but I feel if I bring it up, she's going to ask why do we need that and shut down the idea right away. To also note, when we do have sex, she is very into it and fully committed. I mentioned to her that she's almost a different person when we do have sex, as if I need to flip a switch on her. Any advice would be much appreciated.
Okay, so I'm going to lead with the you almost answered your own question, or at least need to address it. You just had a baby.
Yep.
Right? I obviously have never physically given birth, but I have three children. And there is a long period of time, usually, where it takes some time for things to get back to normal.
Yeah.
Right? Physically speaking, I'm talking actual anatomical issues, not even just like, oh, I'm in the mood, I'm not in the mood. So you got to give her plenty of time. And if you think you've given her enough time, give her a little bit more, okay? Because her body is going through all sorts of wacky stuff that, as a guy, we can't relate to. Like, hormones and just, it doesn't make a lot of sense. It never will make any sense. Just trust me on this one. Make sure she's had plenty of time. When the time is right, and that's only up for you guys to decide mutually, or for you to try, you need to suggest it lightly. Would you agree?
You keep going because I have my own
thoughts. Okay, well, I'm curious because I want to go back and forth on this one.
So for me, I think there's something to be said about not suggesting sex. Like the fact that you already know it's wrong, this guy knows it's wrong to say, want to have sex tonight? That's not going to make a chick want to have sex with you. Putting your hand on his hard dick does not make her want to have sex with you. That is, I don't know how many times, like, I've talked to friends or, you know,
good
in
catch.
The past.
Good save.
Or,
good
you
save.
Know.
I don't know how many times my hand has been on a hard dick and I wasn't interested.
No, because to me, that is not a way to initiate sex. I think a lot of times women want to feel sexy, want to be turned on, want to be, like, feel romantic and feel like, oh, this is getting me in the mood. Not like, oh, here, babe. Put my hand up. Oh, okay, yeah, now I really want to have sex. Like, I hate that. I think that is so lame and so, like, once in a while, okay, I get it. But for the majority of the time, it should not be, hey, want to have sex? Like, wine and dine a little bit. Put in some effort. Tell her she looks pretty. Tell her she looks beautiful. Tell her, oh, my God, babe, when you did that was, like, so hot. Like, talk and have a conversation and put in an effort. I'm not saying it has to be this crazy effort every day or every time, but a woman needs to be turned on. It's more mental for a woman than physical. She needs to feel emotionally connected. She needs to feel wanted. She needs to feel needed. Not like, want to have sex? Like, that will never work.
Yeah.
Maybe once in a while, but
I agree with you based on our track record and knowing how you have to get the machine warmed up before it's ready to party.
Yes.
But this is on you, dude. And I'm not saying it's on you as in this is your fault. I'm saying this is a time where you should step up, take the initiative, maybe invest in a stack of date cards. And I'm not joking. Try something out of the ordinary. Take her somewhere that you guys haven't ever been before, to dinner or a date, or do something different out of the ordinary. And while she may be telling you the whole time, I just don't feel cute, I don't feel like this dress looks right, whatever, just remind her. It was like in Friends last night. Does this make me look fat? No.
Yeah, you don't even think about it.
Does size matter? No. You just don't even think. Just react. Just because she's probably feeling super self-conscious. Again, her body has changed drastically. So it's up to you to remind her why you love her, why you find her attractive. And I could almost see something like porn being a hindrance.
Yeah.
Because if she's feeling self-conscious, the last thing in the world she probably wants to look at is chicks that she thinks you think are hot.
Well, let me tell you this.
Am I right on that?
Sure. And porn is not realistic.
Right.
That's why I think it's, sure, it's great, whatever, but it's also a hindrance to so many relationships because you watch it and you think that's what it's supposed to be. It's not realistic. That is not real.
Right.
And when you're watching, like, don't do that. Don't, especially, like, to your point, that makes so much sense. She's not going to want to watch this because she's going to think, oh, you like that and I don't look like that.
Right.
And that, or she does that and I'm never going to do that, or I can't bend that way, or whatever. It's not a realistic option. Let me tell you this. This is my piece of advice. Get a babysitter. Go buy your wife something really hot. Buy her a hot dress. If you don't know how to pick it out, ask her friend, ask her mom, ask her sister to help you pick out an awesome dress for her. Doesn't have to be expensive or fancy. Just something that's going to make her feel hot.
Confident.
When she puts it on.
Yes.
Go get her a nice dress, some heels, some flowers. Get a babysitter. Tell her you are making plans for the night. Make sure she has the night off. You have something special planned. When she gets home, have the dress, the heels, the flowers all laid out on the bed. Tell her, put that on. We're going out. I'm telling you, that will be the best. I remember one of my girlfriends told me that a few years ago, and I was like, that is so cute for like her husband to take the time, pick out something beautiful that he knows she'll look hot in. And even if the girl doesn't like the dress, it's the effort that he put in, like, oh, babe, I think you would look so hot in this. And make the effort. That's all women want is effort. They don't need a lot. They just need effort. Do that. Make reservations at an awesome restaurant. Go to dinner and come home and have sex. I guarantee you're not even have to push the issue. When you come home, she's going to be like, let's go, babe. You might not even make it home. You're going to be in the restaurant bathroom.
Well, either that or I was going to say, or just do the whole thing at home. Make her dinner, do the whole deal, and then send the kids out.
Okay. You want to go out. Like, you
I'm
feel
just
like,
trying to give people options.
Right.
You know, I like to think of everybody, baby. Not just
as a woman. I know that it would make her feel good to put on a beautiful dress, go out to a nice dinner, and then, like I said, you might not even make it home. So that would be my suggestion. Do that. Try it. Write us back, and let's hear how it worked. Because I promise you it will work.
I like these. These episodes are so much easier to me because I don't have to think. I just can react. So thank you all for doing this. We're not done yet. I had to add that little caveat there. And I'd like to remind you in the midst of this episode to refill our mailbag. If you have questions about romance, sex, relationships, whatever it is that's on your mind, bearwithuspod@gmail.com. That's where we're pulling all of these. Or hit us up on social media. Slide into our DMs. And I don't know, Leah is dancing at some point. I really let the train get off the tracks here. I apologize for having...
Come on, ride the train.
What are you, a Quad City DJ all of a sudden?
Come on, ride the ooh-ooh and ride it ooh-ooh. Come on, ride the choo-choo and ride it. Can you do the backup for me? Come
on,
ride the train and ride it ooh-ooh. Chugga, chugga,
that's all I know because I used to do it at roller skating night in elementary school.
Train.
Enough.
And ride it.
Please.
And ride it and ride it and ride it and ride it and ride it. Okay. This one is good. I've been looking forward to doing this one because it's like a little like, it's a little, when you read it, you're like, girl. Okay. Question, which one is this? Four?
No, I think we're on five. I knew it. I called it. You're only ever good for four and then
you
lose it.
No, it's four because the other one was an update.
Okay, fine. I don't really care. It doesn't
matter.
It's question number 63 for all we care.
Question 425, honey. All right. I'm writing to get some advice on my situation. My husband deals with some mental health issues, and more often than not, I'm placed in a situation where I'm the bad guy and he doesn't want me at home. I saw an opportunity for a buffer, if you will. My little sister and her boyfriend just moved closer to go to college. I helped them rent a two-bedroom apartment, with one of the bedrooms being a place for me when I need it. My husband is completely aware and thinks it's a great idea for space purposes. Now that the time has come, it has been harder to want to move to that space. I love my home with my husband, but we are not always in a good place here. Having time could help, but he feels during that time we should limit communication and maybe not talk at all. What is your advice?
I am never.
Do you have an alarm?
Yeah, I was looking around.
Where's the red flag?
Yeah, I was looking around the studio for something that could resemble a red flag for me to wave loudly and proudly. Yikes. I think this is the first time I've had a scenario or we've had a question on here where I've been like, listen, that doesn't sound good. No. That does not sound normal or healthy. Maybe it's repairable. But there's, you got a long way to go. I'm actually going to start this by saying you need to talk to somebody well more qualified than Leah and I about this.
Absolutely.
I don't want to give you advice for you to act on because this is some seriously heavy stuff. If he's got mental health issues, which is, again, that's a whole different situation to work through. And there's, I don't know the specifics. Maybe it's something that is easy for you guys to deal with. But based on the facts that were presented before us just now, I think it's time to start planning for the future.
Yeah. I agree with Matt. You definitely need professional, like some professional advice. We can give you our advice. I'm not saying it's going to be the best, but this is just kind of my thought on it. You're writing in asking, so we'll at least give our advice.
Because it's one thing we talk about a lot on here, how the importance of having your own personal space.
Right. And that was what I was going to say is, first and foremost, no two relationships are the same, right? No couple does things the exact way as another couple, and what works for Matt and I might not work for you, or might not work for, you know, my sister and her boyfriend. Everyone does things differently. I have a condo in Fort Lauderdale. I like to go there once in a while, especially during the pandemic when Matt and I were spending all day every day together. I needed to go and see my sister. When I'm with my sister, it kind of just recharges me. I miss her. She's my best friend. So I would go maybe once a month for a few days. And Matt had issues with that in the beginning. He's like, I don't understand why you have to leave. And it's like, well, that's just what helps me, right? When I'm there, I'm not cutting off communication.
That's right.
I'm not talking to you. And you're not like, yeah, that's a good idea. You need to go there and stay there. Like, it's like a once a month thing. Go see my best friend, my sister, who I don't see. And that was sort of our compromise. I'm going to move to Pittsburgh. However, I still have my house in Fort Lauderdale. I'm still going to go see my sister whenever I can because it's important to me.
Right.
You know?
And I'm sure it's important to him and obviously to everybody. Everybody does need a little alone time. And that's great on this, but the problem is he's obviously more connected to the alone time away from you than he is saying, hey, you know what, babe, go take a night, go out with your friends for the night.
Right.
That's healthy. Everybody needs time apart. But when it's come to the point where they're married, correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
She said my husband.
When your husband is coming up with excuses to not spend time with you.
Right.
Even after you've made all of these accommodations and you've gotten this solution that you thought, oh, maybe this will help. I'll spend a little bit of time at my sister's place. Bravo to you for trying to address the situation.
Yeah.
But if he's going, oh, yeah, this is great. You just live with your sister and I'll just be here by myself all the time.
Right.
That doesn't sound like much of a marriage.
And to suggest no communication.
Yeah,
it's one thing. And like, again, my place is in Florida. That's like a house that I bought, right? It's not like, I'm like, oh, let me go stay with our friends down the street for a couple nights a week. Like, that is
right.
A little, it's, to me, is a red flag. Again, if that's what you and your partner do, anyone listening, that's fine. It doesn't make it wrong. Like, that's great.
It has happened in history where couples are in a relationship and they separate for some time and that is what they needed. And then they come back together and they've both worked through their individual crap. And they're both better, stronger people, more capable of having a successful relationship. So, again, I'm not by any means saying, hey, divorce is ass right now. But based on what we've heard, be prepared for the worst, but seek somebody who's professionally certified that knows this stuff. Like, this sounds way better than, hey, my boyfriend's acting a little strange. Like, this sounds like some heavy stuff. So, good luck on that one.
Yeah.
Keep us updated if it goes either way.
Maybe just talk to him. Like, he clearly doesn't want to talk to you. Like, that to me is, like, really hurting my heart when he's like, I don't even have communication with you. But maybe try to have a conversation, tell him how you're feeling. I don't know if you're just trying to tiptoe around it and you're not addressing it with him and he doesn't even know that this is how you're feeling. You have to talk to him first and foremost. And if he still doesn't agree or understand where you're coming from, then you for sure need to reevaluate your situation.
And to do this, though, to have that conversation, I agree 1,000%. Do that in the presence of somebody who is qualified to help you out with, whether that be a marriage counselor or a mutual friend or something. You need to air that laundry and get those grievances out in the open. So good luck. And Leah, I know we've only got time for one more question, but as I was searching around the studio for a red flag type object, I became privy to something that I've really wanted to do to you for the last several days. I'm going to give you some head.
Babe, that's not even funny. That's just weird.
It's not funny?
No. Oh my God, you guys. Like, I can't believe that he thought that was funny.
I thought it was clever.
No.
I've been waiting for like 4 to 6 minutes to do this to you.
That was a real big dad joke. That was a dad joke. That was.
I'm just going to sit over here and sulk.
Oh my God, I'm a little embarrassed.
I'll do the rest of the show.
Maybe we can edit that part out.
No, we're not editing it.
Oh my God. Okay. The last question of the day, honey. Here we go. Should we go with like a simple, funny one or should we go with an intense one?
I don't know. Clearly, I'm not capable of being simple and funny.
No, babe, that was just really cheesy. Like,
that's the whole point. It's a glass head that happened to be sitting behind us on the shelf. It was just there. It was a layup. I couldn't not do it. I couldn't contain myself. You know what? Now I'm annoyed with you. Do what you want. I don't care.
I'm done. Go stay with our friend and not communicate
you should.
With you for
go stay with Bree and stop communicating with me. Sorry, I don't mean to make fun of your plight.
What do you think? Easy and light or...
Let's go heavy.
Okay, heavy. I love that.
We got 5 minutes before we get kicked out of the studio. Peter's brandishing a baseball bat right now, letting us know that we're running close.
I love the show, and I'm a huge fan of both of you. I'm a first-year college student and have some questions about something I feel like a lot of people struggle with, which is being too nice. I'm always a person that's the nice guy, whether it comes to friendships with guys or pursuing girls. With friends, I'm often the one targeted with jokes because they likely think that I can be stepped on and just take it. I don't just take it. I say things back, but no one buys when I stand my ground because everyone knows I'm too nice. I don't know what to do. And with girls, I always pursue them the way you're taught to, with compliments, courtesy, and try to be a gentleman. That doesn't seem to work these days, at least for my generation. I consider myself to be a decent-looking guy, and I don't know if it's my approach that's not working or if it's something else because I've never been in a legitimate relationship. Please let me know what you think I should do. Nice guys finish last, man.
That's really terrible that you say that, unless you're being highly sarcastic.
I am.
Because I was, as you were reading it, was thinking of several of my friends in my life who are saints, who are some of the nicest, most decent, genuine people you will ever meet. But their role in our group of friends is, I hate to say punching bag, but they're the ones that will set themselves up almost to be the butt of the joke, knowing that it's all in fun. It's never malicious. It's just, oh, hey, we're going to bust so-and-so's balls. That's just what we do. That's the because they know that if something ever went down, we would be the first ones to defend them.
Of course.
So as long as that vibe, particularly as pertains to your friends, is cool. Yeah, as long as you know that, like, then it's... That's just dudes being dudes right there. You just happen, and chances are you're probably good in that role and probably entertaining.
And add more value to the group than anyone because you are like sort of
You're the dude that opens everything up and allows people to have that sort of fun. So kudos to being that friend because I've always had friends like that. And I think everybody does have a friend like that, but to be able to recognize that and realize, like, that's special. That's a special role in any group of friends, being the one who's always...
As long as it's not being assholes to you and you're
constantly getting the short end of the stick or being left out, that's never cool. Yeah. You need to find new friends. But from the sounds of it, I get the vibe that you're probably like some of my buddies who are just, okay, yeah, we're going to bust on his chops for a while and on to the next. No malice there. As far as girls, though, I have a hard time believing that like, not that I'm doubting what he's saying, but still to me as a guy, it still seems weird to me that particularly in 2022, when the world is so freaking mad and upside down about everything, that a guy who's just like a good dude has a hard time landing a girl.
Well, we've Why had is this that? Conversation before on the podcast. Women like men who are a little bit of a dick. Like, that's how I've always been. And I mean, why do you think I'm with you? You're a great guy, nice guy, good guy.
Not funny.
But you can be a little bit of a dick. And I like that about you. And that's just my personal opinion. However, I will say there will definitely be a girl out there that's going to appreciate you for being you. And don't ever change. Don't start being a dick. Don't start, you know, not being yourself. I think it's important to remain true to who you are. And you will find someone who does appreciate you. It's just going to take some time. I don't know how, well, you said you're in college. So you're still so young. You still have so much time to find a girl who is, you know, mature and knows what she wants. You're in college. So I know it may feel like, oh, I've never been in a legitimate relationship. I can't find anyone. I'll never find anyone. You will. I promise you will. Just take some time and enjoy this time right now with your friends and just be you and be young and enjoy college. And when it's time, you'll find the right girl who will be mature enough to appreciate you for who you are. Period. Babe, can you stop playing with everything?
I give that answer an A.
Oh, my God. I cannot.
Look at this. I think this might have been the best episode of all time because of the visual aids provided by the crew here at Studio Me. None of this is mine. I'm just finding.
Do you guys see what I have to deal with on a daily basis? That's an A for ass.
I was going to say it's an A for awesome, for amazing.
Where my fingers going to be later.
Yeah, like hell.
You guys, it's happened.
You got a better chance of Santa Claus walking in the room right now.
Well, thank you guys so much.
Make sure you refill the mailbag at bearwithuspod@gmail.com. Make sure you like, subscribe, follow all of our social media platforms. Check out Corey and Carmella on WWE's official YouTube page if you have not already. Keep driving those numbers up. Keep the buzz going. We can't do it without you.
We love you. We love you.
And on that note, I'm out of visual aids, and I must bid you goodbye forever.
Bear with us.